And now for our final, of course, this morning, Father Emmanuel Svoboda.
Speaking of hymn number 99.
And his topic is Memorial Riddles.
In a mysterious way, Emmanuel, of wonders to perform.
2B, part 2B, Memorial Riddles, and rides upon the storm.
Please stand again to sing hymn number 99.
This Memorial Riddles, part 2B, is also the conclusion to the series on issues related to the chronology of the memorial, and I have stuck pretty much to this topic. I have not addressed other issues such as the importance of keeping it in the right spirit, how accurately we should keep it. So I have addressed this issue specifically in terms of the chronology. In Memorial Riddles 1, we considered the timing issues of the Passover sacrifice and the subsequent Passover meal as instituted in Egypt by Moses according to God's instructions. Here we found, firstly, the Passover dates were based on sunset reckoning days. That is, the day started and ended at sunset. Secondly, the evening in the phrase evening of the 14th day referred to the evening at the end of the sunset determined 14th day, and not the evening at the beginning. The proper understanding of the use of this phrase in relation to the Passover is important because it clarifies the timing of the events of the Passover. Thirdly, the Passover sacrifice was killed on the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan prior to sunset, as the sun was going down. Fourthly, the Passover meal was eaten after sunset at the beginning of the 15th of Nisan. This sunset also marked the beginning of the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Fifthly, the Feast of Unleavened Bread ran for 7 days. In Memorial Riddles 2A, we noted that we could not simply assume that the timing of the Old Testament Passover events was the same in New Testament times, which was when Jesus instituted the memorial on the night on which he was betrayed. Having examined the New Testament evidence, we found that there was good scriptural evidence that sunset reckoning was also being used in the New Testament times, particularly insofar as the religious calendar was concerned, thus allowing a general translation of the Egyptian Passover events into the New Testament context. We did, however, note an important exception to the straightforward translation into the New Testament context in relation to the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is referred to in a number of New Testament scriptures as the day on which the Passover was sacrificed, identifying it with the 14th of Nisan rather than the 15th.
And now it's my very great pleasure to ask
this deviation from the divinely prescribed timing
on
the beginning of the Feast of Unleavened Bread appears to have occurred as the Passover and Feast of Unleavened Bread came to be seen as one and the same festival, so that the 14th of Nisan, the day on which the Passover sacrifice was killed, was now called the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. This led to an 8-day feast whenever the Passover was included with the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the prevailing view, and the 7-day feast whenever the Passover was excluded.
My topic, the importance
this New Testament 8-day Passover inclusive Feast of Unleavened Bread has led to confusion concerning the length of the Feast of Unleavened Bread because it is at variance with the strict scriptural 7-day length as prescribed by God at the first Passover.
And about our future.
This alteration has consequently introduced some confusion in relation to the background New Testament Passover
character.
The importance of being aware of the shift becomes clear when it is noted that it was at the start of this altered first day of unleavened bread that the events leading up to the Last Supper began, and it was at the Last Supper that our Lord instituted the memorial. The start of these events therefore fell at the beginning of the 14th of Nisan rather than the beginning of the 15th of Nisan.
And
with the clear chronological framework of the original
mythical
Passover events and their relatively straightforward translation into the New Testament context, with the exception of the first day of unleavened bread issue being noted, one would think that the actual events of the Last Supper would be uncontroversial. In reality, this is not the case. Today we will look at the main issues surrounding the timing of the Last Supper and hence the memorial. An opinion will be given as to where the weight of the evidence lies.
Evidence of events and
as noted previously, it is at this important time frame, the beginning of the first day of unleavened bread,
no
that the disciples were sent by Jesus to prepare
or of
the Passover.
The Garden of Eden, we then
we notice first that
the
in Luke's account,
event,
the date indicated for the beginning of these events
flood
is the 14th of Nisan, when the Passover sacrifice is
killed. The flood is mentioned in the
at this day is
account.
The 14th of Nisan is confirmed by the
Peter's
use of the Greek word day,
here
translated
and
into
in the
James
book of Hebrews.
Must. Must is a
the
good translation to say
on
the
earth
carry
the
thought of necessity.
Were apparently
this
quite
underscores
different
the importance of the proper time in the killing of the Passover sacrifice, which could only have been
Genesis
carried out in the temple
that
by
in
the
those days God had not sent any
Nisan
rain upon the earth.
We remember
but
that unlike the original Egyptian Passover,
the ground,
according to which each household killed its own Passover sacrifice, subsequent Passover sacrifices could only be sacrificed
no
at the temple,
shame,
or in the words of Deuteronomy, at God's chosen habitation.
Therefore, the
for
conditions
his name
which existed before the flood,
this is important to take
to
note of because it appears to remove
misty
the possibility that
and
other
we are
proposed
told that
calendars
came and
were being used to keep
Adam
the Passover
in
at
the
a different time to that of
the, day,
of the officially prescribed time.
It appears that after
the priests who control the temple could not have sacrificed the Passover at a different
to
time to that of the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan,
they were able to
as the sun was going down,
according
to Deuteronomy 16.
Producing a strange
and
we saw
that this quickly controlled time
known
the killing
the
of the Passover sacrifice was confirmed by Josephus to have occurred on the afternoon
say,
of the 14th of Nisan, specifically between 3 and 5 p.m. our time.
Both the apostles Peter and Jude
the time the Passover sacrifices were being served in the temple at the end of the 14th of Nisan was therefore almost 24 hours after the beginning
of
the sunset weekend 14th of Nisan.
Did bring
how was it then that Jesus and his disciples
the
ate the Passover meal almost 24 hours before
but
the Passover sacrifice
favor
should be
in
killed
the eyes
in the temple
of the Lord
by the priests? This constitutes our first riddle
to
today.
An ark to save himself
logically
and
it seems impossible that a Passover could be kept before the Passover sacrifice was allowed
no,
to be
I've had
killed.
120
so the direct answer to this riddle is straightforward.
Genesis
but how do we
3.
Reconcile these seemingly contradictory strings of scriptural evidence?
Was it really
and therefore, what is the deeper answer to this riddle?
It would have
there
been
appear
the
to be two possible ways
that
these seemingly contradictory strings of scriptural evidence can be reconciled.
Long,
either the Last Supper
wide,
was a Passover meal,
high,
if the Last Supper was not a Passover
decks,
meal, or the Last Supper was a Passover meal, and that it was kept at the normal Jewish Passover meal time at the beginning of the 15th of Nisan, rather than the beginning of the 14th.
And was coated with
let us consider the first possibility,
and outside,
that the Last Supper was not a Passover
the
meal
was
now.
Capable of carrying 20,
we have already seen that Jesus earnestly desired to eat the Passover with his disciples,
it contained two
and in fact directed Peter and John to make
animal
the preparation.
Reptile.
Then in Luke 22, verse 14,
plus
we read, when the hour was come, they sat
and
down.
For a burnt offering,
it certainly seems that
the
hour mentioned
the
is a reference
later on
to the hour of the Passover meal that they had prepared.
Many today question
if this meal was a Passover meal, then it does seem clear that this must have taken place
told,
at the usual time at the beginning of the 15th
of
Nisan, of
the
after the 14th
animals
of Nisan ended at sunset.
575
logically and clearly, this must have occurred
the
after the
animal
Passover sacrifices were killed at the temple
that's
on the afternoon of the 14th.
And
we have, however, noted that our definitive statement that they sat down for the Passover meal is absent in all accounts.
That many varieties
moreover,
can
this
be
meal is referred to as an evening meal or supper.
Species.
The Greek word translated supper,
example,
is never used elsewhere in the scriptures
many different
in association
varieties
with the Passover meal.
We have
and
no
in fact,
proof,
in John 13, verses 1 and 2, suggests that it was a meal fit for food and which occurred before the Passover feast, which would include the Passover meal.
Wiped out all
Moreover,
the world
there is no reference
time.
In any of the accounts to the Passover lamb or to
desert,
any of the
Mongolia,
other elements of the Passover
Queensland,
meal. Although
Colorado,
it should be noted that one cannot logically establish something on the basis of the lack of evidence to the contrary.
And they're all still intact.
At best we can say that the Luke account gives an impression that Jesus and the disciples were sitting down
and some as long as 30 metres.
Interestingly, the other accounts do not give the same impression.
Nothing else
Matthew
but
and Mark give the impression that
could
they were just sitting down
filled,
for the evening
and
after they had
the
made the preparations for the Passover,
all over
and
the
we have noted previously that
the
matter-of-fact nature of Luke's account in relation to sitting down for a meal after the preparations can also be understood that the time of the sitting down was actually on the evening of the beginning of the settlement of Nisan, because it would have been clear
and
obvious that the Passover meal could occur only at the beginning of the 15th,
contrary
some 24
to what the evolutionists will tell us.
Another possibility is that they were actually sitting down for the Passover,
footprints
the Passover
have
in the
been discovered
sense,
embedded in volcanic
used
stone
above
that's
in Luke
23 Australia
verse 1.
And in Texas,
we have already noted
America.
That the Passover had been incorporated into the Feast of Unleavened Bread and ran for 8 days beginning on the 14th of Nisan. So they may have been sitting down for an evening meal at the beginning of the Passover feast in this wider sense, but not necessarily for the actual Passover meal, which would have been still some 24 hours away. Of course, this would fit with the Passover sacrifice had been killed on the afternoon of the 14th, some 19 hours later.
Below a layer of silt.
However, John 13 verses 1 and 2 strongly suggests that this supper or evening meal was before the Passover meal, which is probably a reference to the Passover in this wider
in
sense.
One cave in Sicily,
even though the Passover was used in this wider sense, the scriptures never used Passover in a restricted sense to refer to the Chagiga voluntary festive sacrifice offered on the day after the Passover meal, as some have suggested, and we will come back to the significance of this in due course.
Tigers,
overall, it seems that the issue as to whether the Last Supper was a Passover meal cannot be decisively decided purely on the basis of the gospel account of the meal itself, and we will need to look to other scriptures to do so.
And pigeons
we have seen that
preserved.
The events leading up to the Last Supper did indeed
did
begin when the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread came,
together,
which marked the beginning
be
of the 14th of Nisan,
so
as noted, because of the incorporation
the
of the 14th into Drought. The feast. If some set reckoning was being used, and this does appear to be the case, particularly in regards to the religious calendar, then these events are placed squarely on the evening of the 13th of Nisan, which marked the beginning of the 14th of Nisan. Reading through the Gospel accounts, one could suggest that there was not enough time for Peter and John to make the arrangements in the city, in time for Jesus and the disciples to come and sit down for the evening meal that same evening.
Of land
if the 14th of Nisan had begun then, it was after 6 p.m. at the beginning,
animals,
at the end of the 13th,
and
the daylight
level,
must have been fading quickly.
And that is supposedly 500 million
it is also
years
possible
ago,
that the meaning of the coming of the first day of unleavened bread
told us
was based on a common 12-hour day reckoning which the common people, particularly Galileans, Jesus and his disciples
and
were of course from Galilee.
When
if these
they
events
died,
began on the morning of the 14th of Nisan,
no
so it would be beyond doubt that there would be ample
reptile,
time for the arrangements
there were no
to be made
half
in
bird,
clear
half animals,
in time
there were no
for them to
monkey,
gather that evening
men,
for the Passover meal.
All
of course this would indicate that the meal would
be
held on the evening of the 14th, which would be the beginning of the 15th when the normal Passover meal was being eaten by the Jews in general. Moreover,
now,
some of the accounts
the
that say that they sat down
flood,
that evening after Peter and John had gone into the city, found the man in whose gift chamber they would eat
the
meal
the
and made preparation.
Because
if this all started after 6 p.m., it would have already been seemingly indicating the same
a number of animals inside.
We have, however, noted previously
the
that the Greek word oxios, here translated evening, can mean any time from 3 to 6 p.m., 6 p.m. tonight, or even late evening.
Now, Fohi was told to build an ark into which he and his three sons and their wives went to survive the water.
For the preparations to have been made, and for Jesus and the disciples to gather together.
He let out all the animals.
Also, the fact that divine assistance was provided, as indicated by Jesus' instructions concerning the appointed man's guest chamber, would have probably expedited the preparations. Lastly, given that the reference to the first day of unleavened bread is provided by the writer of the gospel account rather than a quotation ascribed to Jesus for one of the disciples involved, and that it is a clear reference to an important day of the Jewish religious calendar, it appears to be much more likely that the official sunset reckoning was being used.
The Mexicans tell us that Zahua
did occur on the
was the one who built the pyramid
and escaped the
great
of the 14th of Nisan.
But then the gods ruined it with
other
fire,
scriptural evidence does
and they scattered the nations by confusing their tongues.
Before the official Passover
now this tradition is not unlike
to
the biblical
the
account
possibility,
of the Tower
namely
of Babel.
That the Last Supper was a normal Passover meal
the
held
indigenous
at
people
time.
Of Australia also have
this means
a legend
that the Last Supper
flood,
must have occurred prior
but that
to this
seems to be
during the late evening
very
night
symbolism.
Before because Jesus instituted the memorial on the
in
night
the frozen
betrayed,
regions of Siberia, Alaska and Canada,
the Jewish leaders wanted to avoid becoming defiled by entering into a Gentile building so that they might keep the Passover, which therefore must have still been a
archaeologists
event.
Tell us
this suggests that the Last Supper occurred on the evening of the night of his betrayal, which necessarily must have taken place
now,
before the usual
Passover
meal.
Now occasionally, in the late summer period, the ice
some
melts,
have raised objections to this
and it melts
by showing
the
ceremonial uncleanness
of
would only have lasted till sundown
actually
and thus not pose a problem in the keeping of the Passover meal.
The most popular being the woolly mammoth.
The same suggests that in John 18:28, eating the Passover is a reference
by
to the keeping of the Saviour voluntary system sacrifice on the day following the Passover meal,
of
which the Jewish leaders would not have been able to eat if they had entered
many
into the praetorium
green
on the same
grass
morning.
In their stomach
eating the Passover,
and
it is suggested
in their
really
mouth,
means here continuing to eat the
indicating
Passover, with Passover used in the wider sense of meaning
death
of the whole festival. There are, however, a number of problems with this argument, not the least of which is that we do not know the exact defilements and their consequences operating at this time. The earliest recording concerning these in the Mishnah occurred some centuries later. The Mishnah is the codification of the oral traditions that had been developing for centuries, and the earliest recording of this legislation was published in around 200 AD. Moreover, these laws applied directly to the Beth Din, the second and third century law court, which did not always do things the same way the Sanhedrin had done.
Island,
also, the Mishnah reflected Pharisaic Judaism,
high,
which was frequently different to the way the Sadducees did things, and it was the Sadducees that held sway in
the
Sanhedrin and also officiated in the temple in Jesus' day.
Buffaloes,
we note that already in Jesus' day it was unlawful for Jews to associate with Gentiles, something that was never stipulated in the Torah or other Old Testament writings. So it is not possible to be sure about the exact reason for the defilement or its exact consequences. Also, others have suggested that the defilement was not one that simply ended at sundown. There was a belief that Gentile dwellings were unclean because Gentiles buried their aborted fetuses in their houses or washed them down their grain. And we find the former stated in Ahadullah, chapter 18 of the Talmud.
More than two-thirds
Andy notes
of the
that this
surface
was because of the heathen practice of burying abortions in their houses.
The average land height
this type
on
of
the
defilement
earth
would have
is less than 800
for 7 days, rather than finishing at sundown. Moreover, even the one-day ceremonial
so
defilement
more than 18
would have caused major problems
water
to those
below
Jewish leaders involved in public functions.
There is land above.
There is also
sea
a problem
level
in suggesting that eat the
if
Passover
the were to be
is a reference
out,
to the Chagiga festival sacrifice, 3,000 either
of water above
specifically
our
or
net
indirectly through the sense of continuing to eat the Passover. Whilst it is true the scriptures do use the term Passover to mean the whole festival, the reference is to eating the Passover and not just Passover. The scriptures do not talk about eating the Passover feast or the eating of any feast for that matter. Rather, we see in 1 Corinthians 5 verse 8, the instructions are to keep the feast. And certainly there is no precedent for a restrictive use of Passover in the scriptures to refer to the Chagiga physical sacrifice only. Even though the Chagiga voluntary sacrifice may be included when Passover is used in the whole festival, it is unwarranted to suggest that from this it can refer to it only and specifically in this restrictive sense.
This tidal wave raced.
Moreover, we have already seen that the
of
use of the phrase "eat the Passover" by the disciples' questioning of Jesus is used
Japan,
in reference to preparations for the Passover meal itself.
Away,
certainly, there is no suggestion given that the Chagiga festival sacrifice is meant specifically, or the feast in the wider and inclusive sense. For we see that when Judas left the gathering, it was thought by some that he was going to buy things needful for
the
feast. This was after they had made preparations to eat the Passover, suggesting that this was separate from the feast, the latter being a reference to the feast of unleavened bread in a strict sense.
When the earth was created, God saw
that there's also a problem in
the
suggestion that eating the Passover referred to the Chagiga festival sacrifice indirectly in the sense of continuing to eat the Passover. The Greek word tenses are different to our English
today
word tenses.
We see the earth spinning.
English word tenses emphasize time. The Greek word tenses emphasize the
rotating
type of action.
At 23
For example,
and a half
the
aorist
tense
to the elliptic,
is characterized by its emphasis on continual action.
And South Pole
for an action that continues or is occurring,
to man.
Occurring in actual time,
frozen.
The present tense is usually used.
What has occurred in the past?
The tense here in the word eat is an aorist tense.
Well, there are a number of possibilities which may have occurred.
Here indicated by
firstly,
the subjunctive mood,
God
is
could
a
have commanded the earth to lean
and
on its axis.
In actual time,
that's possible.
As the meaning of continuing
secondly,
to eat the Passover.
The sudden movement of all
acquire.
The flood waters around the globe.
Another verse suggesting that the Last Supper was held before the Jews ate the Passover meal is found in John 13,
thirdly,
verse 1.
A passing
the interchange
comment,
between
example,
Jesus and Judas identifies this as the Last Supper, as does Jesus' washing of the disciples' feet. We note here that the Last Supper is held before the feast of the Passover. It is very unlikely that this reference to the feast of Passover means only the feast of unleavened bread without including the Passover meal itself.
Another question.
Here in Luke 24:41, we are told that Jesus' parents were accustomed to going to Jerusalem
the Caspian Sea
to the
is
feast
the largest
of the
body of inland water
it would
in
seem
the world.
Again to be very unlikely that this refers only to the
great
strict feast
lake
of unleavened bread
of
without
Utah,
including
America,
the Passover meal.
The Aral
we also see in Ezekiel
45:51
that the Passover meal was included
salt.
In the feast.
In Bolivia,
the Passover
1,300
meal was
meters
held
above
on the evening of
sea
the 14th
level.
Of Nisan after sunset when the 15th began. The beginning of the feast
but that also
of bread.
Is salt.
For the reasons
and
above,
it three horses living
the
in
objections
it.
To the straightforward reading of John 18:28
must have been
are
overwhelmed by seawater at some point in time.
As indicated in the verse, the Passover meal for the Jews
flood.
Appears to have still been a future event.
Another
when Jesus
question
was
of interest.
Before Pilate.
How did
this
the world
be consistent
oil
with the preparations
originate?
Of the room for the Passover meal
textbooks,
by the disciples
all tell us that
and sitting down for the Last Supper preparing at the beginning of the 14th
for
of
oil
Nisan,
to be formed
i.e.
under
the
earth.
The evening of the 13th of Nisan.
Now they had discovered
we
that oil
know
had
that it's the
easily
morning
be formed
Jesus was led
from
to the palace
simple
of the
waste
government.
Products within a few
if
hours
therefore Jesus was betrayed
on
the same night of the Last Supper
is it just possible that
the
earth's oil was produced
then this morning would
the
appear to be the morning
flood?
Of the 14th of Nisan for there is only
millions
one morning
of marine
between
fauna
the beginning of the 14th
and
the beginning of the 15th
and buried beneath
and Jesus
tons
was before
and
Pilate
tons
on the
of
day
rock
before the Passover meal indicating again that the Last Supper must
it
have occurred almost
heat,
24 hours the before
the
Jews
and
ate
the
Passover meal
combined in
appears to be confirmed by John 19 verse 14
that brought about all
where
of
this
our
day
oil
is referred to
in the world.
As the preparation of the Passover apparently a reference to the day before the Passover meal.
Scientists
however,
say that there was
closer analysis suggests that the preparation was in fact a term for the preparation day for the weekly Sabbath.
The
and therefore
and
the preparation
another,
year
over
probably means
the
day
years,
before the weekly Sabbath
and then
during the Passover
fall.
Feast rather than the
answer.
Day before the Passover meal.
I don't think people are so gullible.
That Jesus died late on the afternoon
Pete
of Friday,
never
the day before the weekly
cold.
Sabbath, thus in clear.
The world's coal deposits
Joseph
were formed
of Arimathea
by rocking
came and
vegetation.
Took down Jesus' body. Just before the Sabbath
layers of silt and rock.
We note that the preparation was carefully identified with the day before the weekly Sabbath here.
About 4,500
Jesus appears to have died about the ninth hour,
mankind today
which is about
is
2 p.m. our reckoning.
The benefit of
we note that this would have been the same time that the Passover sacrifices were being killed.
And coal, which have all
that
come
Jesus died on Friday is confirmed in John
19,
verse 31. Where we are told that the Jews did not want the body lifted across into the Sabbath.
Let's think of
again,
Noah inside the ark
the day of Jesus'
at
death
that time.
As the preparation day for the weekly
how
Sabbath,
how do you feed,
Friday.
Exercise,
therefore,
and pacify 4,400 animals,
Nisan,
as well as
Friday,
hundreds of birds,
the day before the weekly
for a 12-month
Sabbath,
period
at about
in a very
the Passover
limited
sacrifices
space.
Were being killed. And importantly, before the
one of the three decks, perhaps would
if
be for the living quarters.
If Jesus died about the same time as the Passover sacrifices
would
be killed in the temple storage. On the afternoon of the 14th of
one
Nisan,
wonders what Noah did regarding
the
sanitation and the hygiene.
Then it seems very unlikely that the Last Supper,
with
which was held
supplies.
Almost 24 hours before, could
and
have
and then
been
there
a
would have been the
meal.
Lack of sunlight.
If the Last Supper was not a Passover meal, then the second possible explanation to our first riddle appears to be
food.
Additional scriptural evidence supporting the view that
the
Last Supper was not a Passover meal is
provided in Luke 22, verse 15.
And
the heavy rain.
In a number of our common versions, the impression is given that Jesus ate the Passover meal and that he would not do so again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom. This translation above is an example from the NIV.
It at the least would be a frightening experience for both man and beast.
Certain minuscules and
floating high above every hill and mountain in the world,
the best
guided by the wind
however,
and the rain,
which includes the Vatican 1209,
Sinaitic,
Alexandrian,
storm
and
inside a wooden vessel,
as well as some minuscules and Egyptian versions,
the new progenitors
the translation
of
above
world.
From the NASB.
Gone
which
were the wicked giants
Jesus did not
and
in fact
their cities
the
of godlessness. The world
this rendering
was,
suggests that even though Jesus strongly desired to eat the Passover with his disciples,
and 5 months later Noah
so.
Felt the sudden breaking of the ark
he would be
coming to
dying
rest
on the cross when
on
the typical
Mount
Passover
Ararat.
Sacrifices were being killed.
That's
necessarily before the Passover meal.
3 months on,
in John 19,
again,
verse 31,
Noah opened
the
day
after Jesus died, we are told, was not a normally
he could
normally
finally
Sabbath,
see the tops of the distant mountain.
A high day.
And another 2 months,
translated a special
and
Sabbath
a dove,
in some
which
versions.
He had sent out, returned
much has been
to
suggested about what this high-day Sabbath see. Really was, and this constitutes our second
the
riddle,
world was
the
to
significance
begin
of which
all
will hopefully
over
become
again.
Evident further on.
The animals
this is
were
the only
finally
verse
freed,
in the scriptures
and
which use
Noah
the two Greek
an
words
to the Lord and sacrificed the clean
translated
animals
literally
the
as
and
high
the
day.
Offering.
So we cannot use
God
exact instances of these two Greek words in the scriptures
and he accepted
to clarify the meaning.
Sending a rainbow
we have noted from
the very
foregoing that if Jesus
time.
Did indeed die on
it
the
was a sign
of
the covenant between him
and
all living creatures.
This was a Friday, then the next day the weekly
the
Sabbath
sun was brighter now.
The 15th of Nisan.
In fact, Noah himself was not fully aware
of
its great intensity.
Is not only the day
he planted
the
a vineyard
of which
and
the
he became intoxicated,
but also
and was discovered naked in his
appointed first day of the feast.
Perhaps
of
the strength
bread.
Of the sun had increased the fermentation of the
by
wine
New Testament times,
and
the Jews
created
had incorporated the 14th of Nisan on which the Passover sacrifice was killed. Into the Feast of Unleavened
Bread. There have been
bread.
A number of expeditions undertaken over the years in northern Turkey
called the 14th
in an effort to find
the first day of Unleavened
Noah's
Bread.
Ark. But as yet
this
no one has
to take
been successful.
Because it was on the divinely appointed first
taken,
and seventh
and many
day of the Feast of Unleavened
forth.
Bread that a holy convocation was determined.
We may never find the old
These were holy days on which no word was
But it would certainly
permissible.
Silence many critics.
The first of
did.
These holy convocations therefore fell
But we should remember
the
that the flood
of
Noah's day gives us some
this
lessons
that the weekly
which we can learn in our own personal spiritual
year,
journey.
But also fell on this holy convocation.
The Apostle Paul said that we must
which
walk
also
by faith
the Sabbath,
and not
because
by
it was
sight.
A day of rest.
And that faith
this
is being
make
sure
it a
of what
Sabbath.
We hope for
But
and
is this
being
really what is meant by a high day Sabbath?
Of what we
Sabbath?
Do not even see.
Others have suggested that the Sabbath could have been considered a high day Sabbath if it had fallen on the following
Peter
day.
Explains
that
there
is the 16th of Nisan, when a sheaf of the first fruits of
the
harvest was raised before
baptism.
The Lord. This would also, it would seem, make it a special Sabbath, although we know there is no scriptural evidence that this is what the high day Sabbath means.
All who
if
have
one had
been
to choose between the two days,
Christ,
the Sabbath falling
on
the 50th does seem more significant.
Christ,
here, two simultaneous
Sabbaths
would include Passover.
Instead of being children of disobedience,
even though there is no other instance of the use of Megillah Hemera, there is an instance of its use in John 7:37, where even though the word for day, Hemera, is not used, it is undoubtedly implied.
Noah
this verse appears to give us a vital clue as to the real meaning of this high
and
day Sabbath.
And the antitype of Noah
it reads,
is our Lord Jesus
in the last day, that great
just
day
as Noah
of the
was
feast,
a preacher of
Jesus
righteousness,
and cried, saying,
and he
if
walked
any man
with God,
let him come unto
so
me
our Lord
and
Jesus
drink.
Preached righteousness
Here in the King James Version, day is in italics because, as mentioned, it is not in the original Greek text.
To those who follow him.
The context here is the Feast of Tabernacles. The significance of the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles is that it was also a day in which the people were called together. A holy convocation on which no work was to be performed, and hence a Sabbath. Even though John 7:37, Megillah is translated great, it is the same Greek word translated high in our high day Sabbath.
He said, as it was in the days of Noah,
with the
so
days
it will be
implied.
At the coming of
For all
the
intents and
man.
Purposes, therefore,
were eating
this
and drinking,
is the same
marrying and giving in marriage,
and John
7:37,
the
day that Noah
the last day of
the
Feast of Tabernacles is called a great day, or high day, because it was a holy convocation on which no work was
away.
Permissible. Therefore, applying this important clue to our second riddle, of which was
Jesus
the high day, the 15th
that no one will know
Nisan,
the day,
we only need to identify
or the hour
which of these
of
was a holy convocation. And this
what
has already been identified as
is.
The 15th of Nisan. It was the 15th of Nisan on which the holy convocation was called,
we've seen the
bearing in mind
of the
that this was
the
three divinely appointed first day of unleavened bread.
That the Bible stories in
this
Genesis
therefore tells
are not literal,
the significance
are completely
of the high day
unfounded and untrue.
Moreover, it underscores the
importance of correctly
identifying
the
15th of Nisan
the sudden burial of millions
of
and millions of creatures in layers of rock
fell.
All around the world.
The answer to
the
our
New
second
Testament
riddle,
writers
what's
speak
the high
of the
day
flood,
Sabbath in the context
of
the
of
Passover,
the
appears to
by
be therefore a coinciding
state.
Of the weekly Sabbath
the ark
and the 15th
was
of Nisan,
to carry
the true
2,200
day of
species of animals,
on which a holy convocation
well
was appointed.
Particularly if some
the answer
were
to this riddle solidifies
grown.
The understanding that the Last Supper plus memorial and betrayal occurred at the beginning of the 15th of Nisan, a Friday, in
the
evening and night, followed by
all the major nations have a blood
during the afternoon
tradition
of the same 24-hour day, and importantly
there was
before the Passover meal kept by
earth.
The Jews after sunset.
The tilting
of the
Earth's axis and the freezing of the Earth's polar regions.
We have already alluded to two Christ, outlined
by
the Apostle Paul
comet.
In regards to Jesus as a sacrifice Passover and his resurrection as a first fruits of those that have fallen
salt.
Asleep.
Our oil,
even
our
though we
gas,
have not used these as direct evidence,
probably came
the inherent
the
lessons confirm and consolidate our understanding of the timing of the events surrounding our Lord's death and resurrection.
And the Apostle Peter
we all understand and appreciate
judgment,
that even though Jesus fulfilled
the
many types, his
Jesus
death and resurrection would
occur
after
the gospel
in a typical
had
setting,
been preached in all
i.e.
the world.
Passover,
and,
the
and there would be great
bread.
Distress of nations.
This is the reason we hold
unequal
the memorial
from the
in close association
of the world.
With the Jewish Passover after all.
Those days, he said,
Jesus
were going
was very
to be
careful about the timing
of
his
elect.
Death. That Jesus, as an antitype, died in a close association with a typical funeral Passover
ceremony
suggests
Peter
that the enduring Passover type and the timing
dissolve,
is also important
that the Lord
in relation
himself
to
will
his
come
death
like
and resurrection. And can give us important lessons
will disappear
and information.
With a roar,
we
and that the elements will
that
be
in the
destroyed by
the
fire.
Sheep of the first fruits was to be
he
raised before the Lord by the priest on the day after the Sabbath
by a new heavens and a new earth.
The first holy congregation fell on the
true
first day of
unleavened
bread, which was the 15th of Nisan,
a
high day
grave.
Sabbath. Because the weekly Sabbath, i.e. Saturday, coincided with the holy congregation Sabbath. Therefore, the day after this is the 16th of Nisan, a Sunday, the first day of the week.
But we, like
but Jesus'
Noah and
resurrection
family,
was the antithetical fulfillment
word
of the waiting
of
the first fruits,
who will be
as
the
apostle Paul
Satan
suggests,
we look
then
ahead
we would expect
to that
Jesus to have been raised from the dead on the first day of the week.
The captain
and
of our salvation,
find that this was
Lord
in fact
Jesus,
the case.
Who will raise
it was on the first day of the week,
him,
the day after
in
the
order to bless
Sabbath,
all the families
a Sunday
of the
hour
earth.
In the nomenclature,
in
that our
day,
Saviour rose from the dead.
Sickness,
moreover,
sorrow,
we know that Jesus was raised on the third day after his death.
And God will
and
wipe
we have already
away
noted
all
previously
tears from their eyes.
That 3 days and its
nothing
equivalent
will hurt nor destroy
days,
in that holy kingdom.
According to the Hebrew
for the earth
Aramaic
will be full of the knowledge
of
the Lord,
counting a part of the day
as
the whole
the
day and night.
Cover the sea. Praise
if we then
God.
Count back these parts of 3 days from the 16th of Nisan, then Jesus must have died on the 14th of Nisan, which does fit with the suggested testimony of Scripture
once
that he
again,
died
now
on the afternoon
time,
of the 14th
so
when the typical Passover
sacrifices
were being killed.
265.
Jesus' death on the afternoon of the 14th would be a powerful basis for Paul to preach and contend effectively that Jesus was indeed an anti-typical sacrifice Passover. If Jesus had died on the 15th of Nisan, then his death and resurrection would not coincide with the timing of the typical Passover events of the killing of the Passover sacrifice and the waving of the sheaf of the first fruits. This would seem to undermine, at least to some extent, the lessons and significance of Jesus' death in relation to the Passover events. Or in other words, why would Jesus show the importance of his death in relation to the Passover and yet not coincide with its enduring type? Blessedly, Paul's testimony along with the scriptural evidence suggests otherwise. In conclusion, it seems therefore that firstly the beginning of the 14th of Nisan, the day on which the Passover must be killed, appears to be an important time signpost, marking the beginning of the events leading up to Jesus' death on the afternoon of the same 24-hour day. Secondly, the Last Supper appears not to have been a Passover meal, since it appears to have been held some 24 hours before the Passover meal was eaten by the Jews. Thirdly, the significance of the High Day Sabbath, the day following Jesus' death, appears to lie in the coincidence of the weekly Sabbath with the Holy Convocation on the 15th of Nisan. Importantly, this relies on the recognition that the 15th of Nisan was the true, divinely appointed first day of unleavened bread. And fourthly, Jesus' death on the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan, when the Passover sacrifices were being killed, and his resurrection on the third day, the 16th of Nisan, and the sheaf of the first fruits were being weighed before the priest with strong credence and weight to Jesus being the antithetical sacrifice Passover and his resurrection as an antithetical first fruits of those that slept. The weight of scriptural evidence and testimony therefore appears to favour Jesus having died in the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan, a few hours before the Jews in general ate the Passover. The memorial which was instituted at the Last Supper the night before on the evening of the 13th of Nisan and marks the beginning of the sunset on the 14th of Nisan would therefore appear to be the most appropriate time to hold the memorial, assuming that Jesus wanted us to do this in remembrance of him when he instituted it. The context which suggests that the memorial be kept at this time, and by this we mean that this was when the first memorial was kept. Also, it was the last time that they would be all together with Jesus and therefore remember him in the context of the first memorial. We have noted that being together was important for Jesus, for he eagerly desired to keep this Passover with them before he suffered. In considering each important issue, we have seen that there are some uncertainties, and therefore one cannot be dogmatic about the conclusions. However, considering the main issues and looking at the totality of the evidence, the conclusions do appear to be justified. Even though an opinion has been given as to where the weight of the scriptural evidence lies, in the end it is up to each of us as individual Christians seeking to make the will of God clear with our measure of the Holy Spirit and making the truth our own to weigh up the evidence. And of course there are important questions concerning how important is it to keep the memorial at the most accurate time, and how does this compare to the importance of keeping the memorial in the right spirit. These and related questions are beyond the scope of this discourse. May the Lord add his blessing.
Thank you, Emmanuel. Emmanuel has chosen a hymn number 437 to conclude his thoughts. I am very much aware that we are over time. May I suggest, though, that I'll read the first verse of the hymn, we'll sing the rest, then there'll be a brief prayer from Brother Richard Tazzyman, and then can I suggest that as many as possible up there can go and help set the table, because we... At the prayer, why don't we all sing Grace here, and then we can move straight into the dining room and start the meal immediately. And Grace said, help yourself or serve yourself today. So, Mother Richard, thank you.
Our dear loving and heavenly kind Father, we certainly thank you for this morning's program, Father, the spiritual food that you provide for us, and we do appreciate the time and effort that the brothers have put into this. Father, we enjoy meeting together. We know it's a commandment of yours that we should not forsake the gathering of ourselves, and we certainly enjoy the spiritual association with each other. So now, Father, we ask also for a blessing of your spirit to be on the brothers this afternoon, and also, Father, we thank you again for these wonderful provisions, and we ask this in the name of your dear Son, Christ Jesus. Amen.
You have grace. You sing grace. We present our table, Lord.
Be present at the table, Lord. Be here and there, bring your glory. Be
Now it's lunchtime.